I call this meeting to order for the 86th session of the Senate of the Associated Students on Wednesday, October 3rd, 2018 at 5:31 p.m. in the Rita Layton Senate Chambers on the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving to agenda item 2, Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving into agenda item 3, roll call.
Speaker Martinez.
Present.
Senator Ahmed. Present. Did I say that correct? Ahmed? Okay, good. Senator Alvarez.
Present.
Senator Maya.
Present.
Senator Aziz.
Present.
Senator Burton.
Present.
Senator Clemens.
Present.
Senator Collins.
Present.
Senator Fyle.
Present.
Senator Grant.
Present.
Senator Green.
Present.
Senator Hudson.
Present.
Senator Hughes.
Present.
Senator Lemus.
Present.
Senator Mata.
Present.
Senator McKinney.
Present.
Senator Rogers.
Present.
Senator Sewell.
Present.
Senator Wilcox.
Present.
Senator Wilde.
Present.
Senator Yagiyan.
Present.
Quorum's present.
Thank you. I will now be moving into agenda item 5, public comment. And I know that we have Provost Carmen here today. So, Provost Carmen, I know you just walked in. So, if you'd like to take a breather, that's okay.
I'm ready.
Okay, so we want to say thank you so much for coming again today. So, we're very excited to have you. I know for a lot of the senators, we asked if you could send us in some questions, and Senator Collins was also so gracious to compile a list of questions to send Provost Carmen. And this is in regards to the Latin honors. So if you all want to go look at that legislation right now in the packet or online, and if you have any questions in regards to the Latin honors and what's going on with that, please ask it now. And then later on, we'll be addressing the piece of legislation as a whole. So any technical questions you have, that is why we have Provost Carmen here today. Because this was recommended unfavorably at committee to the Senate. So we're going to just hand it over to Provost Carmen for the questions we asked. And if you have any others, feel free.
So thank you again for the opportunity to visit. And I think I have some updates that might make this proposal a bit more attractive to ASUN, but we'll have that discussion. So the overall issue here is that Latin honors, we have summa, magna, and cum laude graduation, are currently determined at the university based on an analysis of grade point distribution within each college and school from the previous 2 years, and then those criteria are used to determine what the thresholds are for Latin honors within each of the colleges and schools, and so that for that reason they vary. As you might expect, for each college and school. And one issue that has concerned me is that it is difficult, really impossible, to know what GPA you need to have in order to qualify for Latin honors, with the exception of 4.0. If you've got a 4.0, I can guarantee you that you're going to be summa cum laude. But for the other recognitions, the thresholds change each year based on previous year's GPAs. And so what we thought would be desirable was to have something the students could see, know what GPAs are required in order to get the Latin honors, and then you would know exactly where you stand relative to those criteria. In principle, the way the current system works is that the goal is to have the top 10% of students receive Latin honors. But because the thresholds are different in each college and GPAs are different in each college, it never works out quite that way. In the most recent graduating class in May, in fact, 6.5% of students received Latin honors and not 10%. And again, if you can think about this, because this isn't determined based on the top 10% of the graduating class, it's based on the GPA from previous classes, and then speculating, if you will, that GPA distribution will be the same for the students who graduate the following year. So, my motivation here is to be able to have students have predictability in the GPA and to have it be transparent. And honestly, I think that 6.5%, even the goal of 10%, is a bit on the low side in terms of Latin honors. What we have done, let me get to your questions and I'll tell you what we've proposed as an alternative. So I think I've answered the question, what was the initial need for this change? It isn't so much as a need as I think it would be better for the university to have these more predictable criteria. And the question of what is wrong with the current system and the way it's set that each college has a set GPA. The fact is each college does not have a set GPA. Each college has a GPA that is modified each year for the different criteria for the Latin honors. It is set each year, but it's a different setting each year. So there's no standard GPA criteria. Now the other question is, how does this standard affect students that are in harder courses such as STEM fields and making it harder to receive a 4.0 GPA? And that's a fair question. There certainly are different, we see different ranges of GPAs in different disciplines. So that's just a reality that some disciplines have higher GPAs than others. But let me tell you what we're, the modified version of what we're proposing here, and we've discussed this with Melissa Chirozzi, and she is supportive of it. The criteria that we'd like to have you consider would be for the summa, magna, and cum laude. Summa would be 3.95 to 4.0. Right now, if you look at the criteria for the colleges, the lowest standard for a summa cum laude is, well, they're all above 3.9, and most of them are 3.99. So basically, you have to have a 4.0 to get summa cum laude, but we're suggesting moving that to 3.95 to 4. The magna from 3.85 to 3.49, so just below the 3.95, and then cum laude from 3.75 to 3.849. So how would that then translate into, we're using last May's commencement group as a comparison, what would it look like? Again, last year, 6.54% of the students graduated with Latin honors. If we had applied these criteria, 13.66% of the students would have graduated with Latin honors. I go through, and I've done this by pencil here. I'd be happy to send these along to you. I've actually penned it. It's because I never make mistakes. So the number of students receiving Latin honors by college would go up by, so it would go up from what was 332 received Latin honors in May, that would go up by 207 students, so there'd be 207 more students receiving Latin honors. If you go through college by college, every college by college or school, every unit would have more Latin honors than they do now, except for journalism, which would have had one less, so basically no difference, if you will, there. And then community health sciences would have had seven fewer than they did this year. So there are some peculiarities with different GPAs and different disciplines, but otherwise, including engineering, would have had 6 more student Latin honors than they did. So I could go down the list, but it would basically mean more Latin honors, a predictable set of criteria for you to have a target and know what if I get a 3.75 GPA, then I will graduate with Latin honors. So the goal there is we want your input and have a discussion, but the goal is to make this more transparent. And I honestly think that our current criteria are overly conservative, and that we don't offer that we don't recognize enough of our students to receive Latin honors.
Thank you. Any questions? Senator Hughes.
Can you repeat the cum laude?
Yeah. Yeah. 3.75 would be the bottom threshold, and then that would go up to 3.849. Basically, I'm saying it would be anything from below 3.85 to 3.75. That would be the cum laude range.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Senator Aziz.
Do you plan to enact these for this graduating class of 2019? Or
we can enact it for, there's actually another element here that I should have included, a modification, but we can't implement this for, just practically speaking, for the December graduation, but we can implement it for the May graduation, is what I'm told. Let me add one other point that I should have mentioned. Currently, looking at my notes here, we add additional complexities that for, in order to qualify for Latin honors, it isn't simply the GPA, is that you have to have at least 90 semester credits earned in courses graded A through F, at least 60 semester credits earned in residence at UNR in courses graded A to F. Transfer students must satisfy the GPA requirement at this university and in the combined transfer university GPA. So there's a lot of criteria there. And basically, sorry for fumbling with my nose here, but basically we would remove these restrictions on the 90 semester credit hours and the 60 semester credit hours earned in residence. Basically, if you have the GPA, you get the honors. And we run, and we it always every year causes some problems for a few students who come in from other institutions or may have come in with lots of advanced credit, and so we don't see any reason to penalize the students and to allow them to get the Latin honors if they've earned the GPA to receive that. So that would also be a factor.
Thank you, Senator Collins.
So if this were to be implemented in the future, would you guys go about it as like a yearly thing to update it, how the colleges kind of do it now, or would it be strictly the same?
No, the goal here would be to have to set, it doesn't mean you couldn't reevaluate it at some point and say, do we need to tweak these thresholds, say maybe move cum laude from 3.75 to 3.8, but have a clear published number that you know what that would be, and not modify the numbers every year like they've done now. So this, the point is to have stability and transparency. You come in as a freshman, you know that if you get 3.75, you're going to graduate with Latin honors, regardless of your major.
Thank you. Any further questions? Because we will be discussing this piece of legislation later on. So I'll have Alvarez, Wilcox, Sewell, and Hudson. So Alvarez.
Do all the deans know that this is going to implement? Can you share some of their feedback?
Basically, they were very positive about this change. What the deans haven't seen actually is a slightly modified version where we actually, when the first time we ran the analysis, we got some faulty data or made some faulty assumptions or whatever, that the goal was to have it to be at least 10% of the students receiving Latin honors. When we went back and reanalyzed this, we realized that we had set those thresholds too high and we're going to be below that goal, and so that's where we went back and tweaked this. But in general, the deans are very supportive of having fixed criteria. The one college that expressed some concern was engineering, and I think I've heard this from some of you as students, that they would be potentially harmed by this because of the more difficult curriculum. As I pointed out with this modified version here, there would actually be more students in engineering receiving Latin honors than there are under the current system. But the deans are, we have discussed it with the deans and they're supportive.
Thank you. Senator Wilcox.
I heard you mention the School of Journalism and the School of Health Sciences, but could you talk about the data on the School of Business? Because looking at the most recent Latin titles, it shows the cum laude would be set at 3.679, which is less than the 3.75. So I'm wondering what the numbers would be for the number of students receiving cum laude.
According to the information I have here, College of Business would have fewer Latin honors. Yes, they would. So the last year, 65 students received Latin honors, and under these criteria, 46 students would receive Latin honors. So I apologize for missing that one. Actually, because I put the wrong sign on the number that I had there.
Thank you. Senator Wilcox, do you have a follow-up?
One follow-up question. Would this apply to graduate students as well?
No, graduate students do not receive Latin honors.
Thank you. Senator Sewell.
As far as other colleges and universities go, are most of them percentage-wise, if we have been asked, or are most of them standard?
It's a very good question. It's one that I've looked into in exploring this question initially. I would say that it's a mixed bag. My sense is that the majority of universities do have a fixed GPA for their Latin honors. The actual thresholds for what those Latin honors are, do even with the fixed ones, vary substantially among universities. My recollection is that, for example, Berkeley has a lower threshold of 3.5 to receive cum laude, but they may have tougher grading at Berkeley as well. So they set their criteria based on what they think is appropriate for their students. But there are other institutions that have that use percentages, and there's just a whole range of different approaches that are out there. For my previous institution, we had fixed GPAs, but as is true of many things in higher education, there's no single right answer. There, each institution approaches it a little bit differently.
Senator Sewell, do you have a follow-up?
Yeah, and then so we just have to fix where they are now. We went back in 2 weeks ago, so that it was just 10% of our students will graduate roughly.
Well, as I said, that based on this scenario, that we, if we were to go back and apply these criteria to the last maze, it would have actually been about 13.6. But there, the goal, and that's something that we would want to continue to monitor. If this began to drift up or if it, or move the other way, then we would think about shifting those criteria as Senator Collins was inquiring about. But the goal is to fix those and leave them there. And then, like everything else that we do, we reevaluate them periodically and determine if changes needed to be made.
Senator Hudson.
So with the way that it is now, where's the difficulty? So I know you said we can't communicate to the students what their requirement is. Is it because, like, why is that?
Because it's changed every year.
But they're
so
not.
You would know a year ahead of time what you need to do in principle to get your, but as an incoming freshman, there's actually, if you Google Latin honors, and you'll find on the UNR website, you'll find a table that is posted there that actually says that it's out of date. So I guess they haven't updated.
So with the numbers that are right now, that's just the 10%? It's not like the average?
The goal is 10%, but because it's set on previous years, there's no guarantee that it will be 10% because, and as I said, this year, 6.5% of the students actually received Latin honors, even though the goal was, it was set from the previous years to what it would be to achieve 10%, but the actual graduating GPA for each year is going to be slightly different. And it turns out in this most recent case that substantially fewer than 10% of the students received Latin honors because of the criteria that were set the previous year. And that changes every year.
Thank you. Senator Mata, did you have a question?
Yes. I was wondering, what the benefits are, if there are any, of the current system that we do have. So, what was the reason for putting it in the first place?
I don't have the historical perspective. Dr. Ellis may know. This has been in place since I've been here. Just the way we've done it. The goal was, and I think there's a there is a rationale behind this that, philosophically, okay, the top 10% of our students should receive Latin honors, recognizing that there are different GPA thresholds in different schools and colleges, and so with the goal of identifying the top 10% of those students in those schools and colleges and trying to maintain that level of a standard, if you will, in terms of, obviously, it would be a bit of a sham if 50% of our students were graduating with Latin honors. I'll just sort of, so it needs to be, there needs to be an honorific to that, and controlling the percentage of students that receive the Latin honors so that they really are the top of the students was, I'm sure, the motivating goal behind that. You mentioned, you were asking about practices at other institutions. I know I found some other institutions that do this percentages by college. There are also some that do it percentage-wide for the university, for the entire university. And so there's one set of criteria, but they update them regularly based on the top 10% of the students. But the goal really is to maintain standards. The Latin honor should be an honor, and it should be for the students who really, truly excelled. And again, our goal here is to keep this in the 10 to 15%, top 10 to 15% range. And if we were to see us drifting away from that, then that's where I think we need to go back and revisit what those thresholds are.
Senator McKinney.
So one of the reasons for this change is to provide more transparency between all colleges. Is there a reason the administration isn't trying to set fixed GPAs every year for every college individually instead of just a one that covers all of them? Or is there a reason behind that?
From my perspective, the reason is simplicity and transparency, and that is another option that you could have. You could have fixed GPA requirements that vary with each college. That's certainly a possibility.
Thank you. Senator Alvarez, do you have a question?
I retract my comment.
Thank you. Senator Hughes.
This is kind of difficult to explain, but if that was applied last year, if what you're proposing, is there a college that would have the highest percentage of students who receive Latin honors versus the lowest one, and what would that discrepancy be?
From last, for the if we'd applied these new criteria to,
Is there one college that had
Yes, nursing.
And what were, what's the
so
percentage?
So they would have a lot more Latin honor students in nursing than they would now, and they would be they had 11 students receive Latin honors. Under this new system, they would have 43. And nursing GPAs tend to be pretty high. They're right there. Any nursing students?
Thank you. Senator Hughes, do you have a follow-up?
So would there be like a percentage of nursing students who received it, like if, let's say 20% of nursing students received Latin honors versus like College of Business, if only like 6% received it with the new system? Like, do you have the data on that? If it was applied, if this was applied?
I do. Probably maybe most efficient. I have this Vice Provost for Undergraduate Education, David Shintani, prepared this for me. What might be most efficient, rather than going through each mm-hmm. college and school, would be for me to send this to you, and then you could review this. And I just got this morning, so I should have sent it over to you. And yeah. I'd be happy to send it to you.
Perfect. Thank you. Yeah,
thank you.
If you want to send that, I can forward that to all of you.
And keep in mind also, this is the application of these proposed new standards to last May is a hypothetical exercise, because each year those actual numbers vary. But I think it's useful and guiding to see what the potential changes would be.
Senator File, did you have a question?
Yeah, is it just nursing students, or is it all community health science, or specifically?
Well, I think the question was what would be the unit that have the biggest change, and that was the nursing students would
School of
Nursing, and then health sciences, which is a little confusing these days. That's actually social work. Because community health sciences is no longer in the Division of Health Sciences, and I don't want anybody's head to blow up on that. That's a process, an organizational process that's underway. Let's see, just scanning here quickly. Those are the ones that jump out to me. College of Science actually would have a substantial increase in the number of students receiving Latin honors as well.
And then I actually have one more question. So on our resolution tonight, we have proposed criteria, which the SUMA is supposed to be 4.0 GPA, to Magna, which is 3.950 to 3.999, and then the CUM is 3.80 to 3.949.
Right.
Are they actually, the SUMA is 3.95 to 4.0, and then Magna is 3.85 to 3.95, and the CUM 3.75 to 3.0?
That's the proposed one.
That's the proposed one.
That's what I was telling you. Relative to what we had previously discussed, once we've gone back and did another analysis, we realized that we had not set those thresholds where we received achieved the desired outcomes.
Thank you. We just have to make an amendment to that tonight. So just.
I apologize for that. Continue.
No, you're perfectly fine. Are there any further questions? Well, I want to thank you so much
because
I think that was a really great discussion. So we'll be hearing from that very shortly. So I hope you all got all of your questions. Provost Carmen was so kind to actually come in and present on this, because we did have a lot of questions. And again, great discussion. That's what a lot of our discussions have looked like when administrators are coming in. So great job to all of you. We'll move back into public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? President Jackson.
Thank you. Well, I just want to say thank you to everyone that helped out with all the things that were going on for the one-year anniversary of Las Vegas. I really, really appreciate it, and I think the whole campus community did too as well. Arzo, the Director of Diversity and Inclusion, she wanted me to tell you all that her department will be doing a small event for National Coming Out Day, which is October 11th at 3 p.m. on the KC lawn. Students will be sharing their story, so please come out to that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for President Jackson? No? And then on that topic, Senator Wilday.
Yeah, one more time.
Yep, it's October 11th at 3 p.m.
Thank you.
KC Law. Thank you.
And then on that topic, with all so much going on this weekend, I just want to give a huge round of applause to clubs and organizations, as well as Senator File and on the Center for Student Engagement on Dogfest. So just great job. Great, amazing. And thank you to all the senators that either went to iLead or DogFest. It means so much. And it was great seeing you all involved in the community clubs and organizations on campus. Is there any further public comment at this time? Yes.
Yes, hello. I'd just like to introduce myself. My name is Daniel Little. I am the new Director of Elections and Democratic Education, so I'll be working with you all very shortly. I'd just like to let you know that the position's been filled, and that's me. I also have another announcement. So in a couple Sundays, I think, it's the 14th of October. I'm hosting an event. It's a canvassing event. We're going to go to the residents around the campus, so Evans and whatever that street is over there, and we're going to be canvassing, going door to door, and dropping off information regarding the midterm elections that are happening on November 6th. So we're just basically getting the word out to vote. It's nonpartisan and whatnot and so forth. And that event is on GivePulse. So if you would like to sign up for that event, it's on GivePulse. It'll be on October 14th from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. So just a four-hour event. Yep, and that's pretty much it. Well, thank you all.
Thank you. Are there any questions?
Oh, yeah, no? Questions.
Questions? Mm-hmm. No? Thank you. Any further public comment? Yes.
Hi, Senators. So I just wanted to give an update on the iLead conference that happened this weekend. So I have a few statistics for you guys. So iLead went extremely well this year. I know when you all appointed me to the position, that was one of my big goals that I had, is taking on the iLead conference and retransforming it, and it was extremely successful. We had 186 organizations show up to the conference, which totals to around 372 students in attendance. We learned about using our talents and creativity to make social impact, not only at a university level, but a global level. And we did that through our keynote speaker, Vandana Hart. We had sessions with our coalitions talking about creating monthly councils, as well as the potential for town hall meetings. We also had 7 different leadership trainings that students attended throughout the day. And with that, I just wanted to read you a note from Vandana Hart that she sent. She said, "Thank you, University of Nevada, for bringing me out to keynote the iLead conference. You rock. We have talked about the power of our talents and our creativity to lead and make an impact. I asked the students to send me how they will bring together their talent and creativity for social change, and I'm getting hundreds of amazing messages on how they are going to make it happen, inspired by the youth at the University of Nevada." So she said that about our students, which I think is amazing. And then the second part of iLead was the day of service. We volunteered with the SPCA thrift store, and although the numbers were pretty low on that, it was a great day for us all. So next year going forward for iLead 2019, I hope you all pass along the message to really get involved to your respective constituents, as well as the clubs and organizations you're interacting with. So thank you all.
Thank you. Any questions for Commissioner Fulmer? No? All right, is there any further public comment at this time? Seeing no further public comment, I'll actually read some into for the record. Hello, Senators, and this is from Director Lynch. Homecoming 2018, hashtag LoveRPAC is next week. Please take a flyer as it comes around. I did not receive any flyers, I'm so sorry.
Oh, wait.
Oh, perfect. Senator Hughes will pass around some flyers. I'd love to share some ways that you can help our department out next week. Please attend the pageant on Monday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. To support the students running to be Nevada royalty, please attend our Protect RPAC event on Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. in the ballrooms to learn more about resources our campus has to offer students and how you can protect one another. Please donate blood at the blood drive on Wednesday. We will be in the ballrooms from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Please attend the Howl Fest on Thursday. The event is in front of the Joe from 7 to 10 p.m. We need as many people out at this event representing ASUN as possible. Also, if you are part of another organization, have them sign up to have a carnival table. The link was included in the email I sent out to all of you, which is due this Friday at 11:59 p.m. Lastly, come support the women's soccer team by attending the Fan Fest before the game in front of the KC. We will be there from 4:30 until the game starts at 6:30 p.m. Please share this information with any organization you are a part of. We would love for as many students to attend the event as possible. If you have any questions, feel free to email me or catch me in the office. Love, Austin. So if you have any questions, you can email Director Lynch. I also have a report from Secretary Godoy, and it reads, "Hello, Senators. Happy fall. I have just a few updates and reminders for you all. We have a full department of secretaries. Yay. As they integrate themselves into ASUN and into your committees, please be as helpful as possible. The position is overwhelming at first, and the secretaries will need your help until they are more comfortable. And if there is anything that needs to be addressed with them, or if there is anything they need to do that is particularly wonderful, let me know as well. The Center for Student Engagement has brought back a program called CSE Leader of the Pack. The purpose of this program is to recognize an outstanding CSE student employee. All recipients are peer nominated and selected by the student directors of CSE. If you would like to nominate anyone, you may see front desk for a paper form to, or use the link below, which I can send you all. I sent out point memos last Thursday, September 27th, over the listserv. Please be sure to check out all the points or lack of points or are accurately reflected. A new set of sheets for outreach hours have been uploaded to OneDrive and shared with you all. This period will run from September 26, October 9th. If you do not receive the link and or are unable to open the sheets, please send me an email as soon as possible so that we can get it fixed. Some of the senators who had legislation from last week did not send the word copy to neither the Lech clerk or me. Senator McKinney, please send me Senate Bill 86, an act to amend the job duties of the Department of Clubs and Orgs and its addendum as Word documents. Please send me Senate Bill 86, an act to update the status of the Department of Legislative Affairs and its addendum as Word documents. Senator Hughes, please send me Senate Bill 86, an act amending the legislative internship program and its addendum as Word documents. As always, if you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate to reach out. Secretary Godoy. And that goes for anyone. If you're making legislation, please be sure to CC Legislative Clerk Hansen and Secretary Godoy. They do take those pieces of legislation and they send them out, they edit them, and they do a lot of behind-the-scenes work with those individual sheets. So with no further... Oh, sorry. Senator File.
I should have a really quick point. This past week, I got to go to the ribbon cutting and the opening ceremony for the Greater Nevada Credit Union at the Pink Hills apartment towers across from the gym. And it was really cool because they did a big donation for PAC provisions. And it was originally $2,500, which is huge. And then they actually doubled it to $5,000. So I just want to give like a big round of applause for PAC provisions, because not only does this double their goal or exceed their goal, but it doubles their goal from $2,000 to $5,000 for the fundraising year. So that's just huge, and I want to say that on public record and say thank you to Greater Nevada Credit Union for that huge donation. And usually when they open a store, they donate $500. So, and it was really cool. So yay!
Thank you so much for that, Senator File. We'll now be moving into agenda item 8, reports of the Senate committees, Chair Committee on Academics.
Hey guys, so no meeting this week, but last week we were able to have representatives from Chi Beta. It's like an honors biology fraternity, and they came and spoke to us about the Tiny Beta Science Fair that goes on in the spring semester, and so they kind of just wanted to speak with us, get the ball rolling on planning that. I have invited the senior co-editors of the Nevada State Undergraduate Research Journal to come to one of our meetings in the future. They haven't gotten back to me yet. And then I finally was able to get in touch with the IT department for talking about the free printing solution on campus. So hopefully we can get that going. I meet with them on Friday at 1, which is why I canceled the meeting this week. So that's all I have.
Thank you. Any questions for Senator Collins? No? Chair Committee on Budget and Finance?
Last week, we conducted financial reviews on Insight Magazine, General Revenue, and ASU and Center for Student Engagement. Along with this, we favorably recommended Senate Bill 86, an act to make a 3% reduction to the ASU budget for fiscal year 2019, which you guys will be seeing later on at this meeting. And then this week, we'll be meeting Friday at 10 a.m., normal President's Conference Room, and we'll be reviewing Clubs and Orgs, Legal Services, and Milton D. Glick Academic Initiatives. That's all I got. Thanks.
Thank you. Any questions for Senator Grant? Senator Hudson.
Did you say we have more financial reviews?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you. Any further questions? No? Chair Committee on Civic Engagement.
Hi, guys. Once again, I just want to say thank you guys for coming to Dog Fest. It was so much fun. The dogs were so cute, and I thought it was a really successful event. So thank you for all the senators and ASU officers that came out to that this past weekend. We'll be having a meeting Friday, 2 p.m., President's Conference Room. We're just going to do Senate reports and updates for our monthly speaking engagement activity for our ASU officers. And then tomorrow, I want to go over the Kids U event. I have a few people that volunteered. It's going to be tomorrow from 1 to 3. It's going to be in the Joe, probably on the third or fourth floor. I know it's on like a full length where exactly the room is, probably on the third floor. But could I get some more volunteers? It's a mock senate. We did this with Mount Rose Elementary School. It's really fun. So can the volunteers I have are Senator Collins, Senator Sewell, Senator Yagayam, Senator Wilcox, Senator Aziz, and Senator Green. But I would love to get more because I have to go to class the second session. So is there anywhere else?
So question, Senator Hughes.
What time is it at again?
It's from 1 to 3. I would also love to open it up to any of the interns. It's really fun. We basically do a mock senate. So we they have third, fourth, and fifth graders. They come in and they sit and they get to make their own nameplates and they get to write legislation about lunchtime and recess, and it's really cute. So if you can come, you can set up on Give Pulse. Okay. It's also a great communication opportunity.
Yes, thank you, Senator Powell. And I know there's another question, so Senator Mata, then Senator Hughes.
I'm sorry, you said this. Can you repeat the day that it is again?
Tomorrow. 1 to 3, Joe Crowley Student Union, third floor.
Senator Hughes.
I'll send an email out to the interns. Tell them.
You can just forward my email that has a gift full sync on, because I already emailed you guys about this.
Thank you. Anyone else? Any questions for Senator Powell? No. Director Rodriguez.
More of a statement.
Yes.
I just wanted to note for the record I didn't enter my dog into the competition because I felt it would be a conflict of interest, but I think she was the cutest
person. Thank you, Director Rodriguez. Any further questions for Senator Powell? Senator Yagayan.
It doesn't. I think it's a
really good beautiful. That's right here.
Okay.
Any further questions, comments? No? Are you done with your report?
Okay, so if you will you put your hand out if you could volunteer, please?
Anyone able to volunteer? That wasn't already said. So Senator Lemus. Anyone else?
It's okay. If you could come 10-15 minutes before just so I can read the materials and whatnot. It'll be really fun and really cute.
Sounds good. Thank you. Chair Committee on Government Operations.
Had a meeting this morning at 9 a.m. We favorably recommended Senate Bill 86, an act to amend the SAS to eliminate all gender pronouns. That's on the table today, so we're going to be viewing that and voting on it tonight. Other than that, meeting next week, Wednesday at 9 a.m., just working on liaison positions and constantly updating the SAS. So.
Thank you. Any questions for Senator McKinney? Seeing none, Chair Committee on Public Affairs.
So we're switching it up a little bit. We're having a meeting this Friday at 12:30 in the Joe Crowley Student Union, room 320, and we're going to be approving the budget for the Veterans Luncheon.
Thank you. Any questions for Senator Alvarez? Senator Hudson.
What was the date for the Veterans Luncheon?
It's going to be November 8th, and it's going to be from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. There's also a flag retirement ceremony at the very beginning at about 10:30. I'm getting handbills and promotional items from Inkblot for that right before, so I'll put it back on Facebook and I'll email each and every single one of you.
Thank you. Any further questions for Senator Alvarez? Seeing none, Chair Committee on University Affairs.
So they don't have a meeting this week. Last meeting, we favorably recommended Senate Resolution 86, a resolution in support of increasing the graduation fee increase, which we'll be talking about today. We had Megan Pepper in at our meeting, and she talked about the difference between recognized and unrecognized fraternities and sororities. And she basically just explained the benefits that recognized Greek life has compared to unrecognized, which is just a support system from the university, people to make sure that their grades are on track, things like that. And yeah, she was very helpful, so I'm glad that she came in, and I just want to say thank you to her. Next week, we're going to be having Kathleen Ray, which is the Dean of Libraries. She's going to be talking to us about just cool things that the libraries have, each of the ones on campus that aren't necessarily known by all students, and hopefully help us come up with some outreach opportunities to talk to them about that. If you'd like to meet her, that'll be next week at 9 a.m. in the President's Conference Room. Also, we do not have a secretary available. People in my committee, we do not have a secretary available for our time. So Andrea was wondering if we were able to switch time. So if you could send me your guys' schedules, that would be great.
And I can also send you a when to meet, which may be easier. So we'll see how that goes. But please contact Senator Mata as soon as you can. You want a secretary, trust me. They help you out a lot. Any questions for Senator Mata? Senator Green.
Are we still having the campus safety walk this Friday?
Oh, yeah, that's the last thing. Yes, campus safety walk is on Friday at 8 p.m. We're meeting at Sierra Hall, and please wear walking shoes because we're going to be walking the entirety of campus.
Senator McKinney.
I'm not able to make it to the safety walk, but I have some recommendations just like through walking through campus every day, so I'll either come to your meeting or text you about that.
Email.
Yeah, or I'll
perfect. Thank you. Any further questions or comments for Senator Mata? No? Thank you. Speaker Pro Tempore Hughes.
Hey, guys. So I sent all of you an email regarding your intern pairing, so please reach out to them. Next week, I will be presenting, like my proposal for, like, the hours that you have to spend with them for you guys to approve. We just have to work out some things with, like, points and everything like that. But besides that, they look forward to getting to learn from all of you guys, so I hope that you should, like, share that enthusiasm with them. They're great.
Yes, some of them are in public comment right now, so that's very exciting, and from different departments. So please be kind to them. They're very excited, and they're eager to learn. I can already tell they're a very different bunch from last year's interns. I think last year at Senate, we probably had around 4 to 3 interns. So this is amazing to see you all here, so thank you so much. Yeah. And with that, we'll move right into my report. Oh, yes, sorry, Senator Collins. Yes, did you leave something? No, you can go on ahead. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Sorry. I just left out like a big thing that I totally forgot. My apologies. But I've gotten in contact with Scott Manson, who's in charge of undergraduate research here at the university. You guys saw my email, and nobody responded back, so I'm gonna talk to you guys in person. But we need people to sit on a panel to review for the Nevada Undergraduate Research Award, and basically he contacted me to get senators to sit on this panel because ASUN donates $25,000 towards that office to fund these awards, so it only makes sense to have like representation from ASUN sitting on that panel and like reviewing these research proposals. So he asked me for 1 humanities major, 2 social science majors, and 5 to 6 STEM majors. So it's crucial that we get ASUN representation, so if you guys are interested, I'm going to like write all your guys' names now.
Okay. Wait, who has? We're going to do questions first. Who has questions? Okay. Senator Wilde.
When would this panel like be ready to be meeting?
So there's not a set date, but it's going to be somewhere in between November 12th and the 26th, and he'll set a time that it's like able for all of us to make it, but it's going to be more than one day because what you would basically be doing is you'll probably get 10 to 11 two-page papers of like what the research proposal, and you kind of just review it and give feedback.
Senator Burton.
So for my major specifically, for information systems, it is technically it's a technical field, but it's still kind of encompassed in STEM. I don't know if the university considers it encompassed in STEM. Do you know that information, or would you be able to reach out to regarding that?
I don't think it's strictly like STEM. He's just looking for anybody. So really, like, if you're willing to do it, he'll take you. So.
Thank you, Senator Burton. Do you have a follow-up question?
Our job.
Question, Senator Lemus. I would assume not. Yeah. So if you're applying for the journal, please do not decide to be on the panel. Any other questions? Senator File.
Wait, so if you are any of those majors, can you still do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, he's just, preferably he wants us because those are usually, like the fields that they get applications from, but he's taking anybody and everybody. So.
Okay, gotcha.
So volunteer. Or Senator Maya, do you have a question? Yeah. Senator Maya.
Will he be doing some sort of training on how to, like...
Yeah, he'll brief us. He'll definitely brief you, like, how to grade them. You're not just going there blind, but we'll get more notice once November reaches, so...
Yeah, and then also Scott Mensing will also be in around November 7th to talk to Senate as well, so he's already been invited in. Any further questions? Okay, now volunteers. All right, Senator Collins, you ready?
You know what?
We can do it by humanities and then social sciences.
Okay. Well, okay. Humanities.
Humanities. Senator Wilday. Senator Mata. How many do you need?
So,
one?
I just need one, but like we can do like more than one just in case somebody's not able to make that date. But so just to clarify, humanities is like language, art, music, and then social sciences like psychology, political science, sociology.
So humanities. Will Day, anyone else? Senator McKinney. Will Day and McKinney. Next up, social sciences. Senator Mata, Senator Yagayan. Senator McKinney, do you have a question?
I think I raised my hand wrong, but I'm down
okay.
To just put my name down.
Any further ones for social sciences? Okay. STEM. We're going to do Senator Ahmed, Wilcox, Sewell, Green, Burton, and Hughes.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
Of course. Senator Fahm.
Can I do it? Could you other people?
Yeah. Yeah, so like specifically he did ask for like humanities, social science, STEM, but like I mentioned earlier, like he's open to have like other.
So Senator Fahm and Senator Hudson?
Alright, cool. Alright. So,
Senator Maya?
But this is practically like everybody, so I'm just going to send out an email once we get closer, and so even though I have your guys' names down, if something comes up you can't make it, I do have backups, great, so you'll get an email once it gets closer.
Perfect, thank you. Moving back into my report for oversight, we are meeting this week. We will not be having Senate the 31st again, just as a reminder to you all, but you're still required to come. You just don't have to dress up or anything along those lines. Senator Monta asked if you can wear your costumes, going ahead. But we will be having a Senate training, and I will be going over legislation and outreach hours and do's and don'ts, just kind of a review for all of you. And then for Oversight Committee, more than likely we'll be talking about outreach hours in addition to approving a budget. So just be prepared for that. Any questions for me? No, we'll be moving straight down into agenda item 9, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? Seeing none, we'll move straight down into agenda item 14, first reading of legislation. Senate Resolution 86, a resolution in support of changing the requirements for graduating with Latin honors. Senate Bill 86, an act to make a 3% reduction of the ASU in budget for fiscal year 2019. Senate Resolution 86, a resolution in support of increasing the graduation fee. And Senate Bill 86, an act to amend the SAS to eliminate all gender pronouns. We'll now be moving into agenda item 17, second reading of legislation. I am seeking a motion to approve Senate Resolution 86, a resolution in support of changing the requirement for graduating with Latin honors. Senator Amaya.
I move to approve Senate Resolution 86, a resolution in support changing the requirements for graduating with Latin honors.
Thank you. Is there a second? Senator Burton.
Second.
Thank you. And we'll now move into a presentation from Senator Collins. But if you want to make an amendment first, Senator Collins, to like the part where it says, I believe it's on page 2. So if you just want to amend those numbers.
Do I have to like say what the numbers are?
Oh yeah. Or Senator Burton, if you would like to make the amendment.
Yeah.
Sure. I move to amend this resolution, line item one, to read, whereas the proposed criteria are summa 4.0, GPA to 3.95, magna to read 3.85 to 3.94, and cum laude to read 3.75 to 3.849 through unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing no dissent, the amendment passes, and we'll now go into a discussion on the bill as a whole. So, Senator Collins, if you would like to present the bill.
So, we already know a lot about this as Provost Cummings came and spoke about it, but basically, just to summarize, as of now, each college has their own proposed criteria for GPA requirements for Latin honors, and it changes every year based on percentages from previous years. And so basically what this would do would be making it easier for incoming freshmen to recognize what GPA they should have if they want to graduate with this, because right now, since it is changing every year, freshmen coming in can't really tell like what they need to graduate as a senior to get Latin honors. As Provost Carmen stated, like the new criteria, I had it incorrect before, so now it's in even wider range, the new one that he proposed to us. And so, yeah, it'll just make it consistent across all colleges. Each college will have the same requirements.
Thank you. And just please let the record show that Senator Rogers entered the or left the room at 6:15 p.m. and re-entered at 6:21 p.m. And with that, we'll move into any questions. Sorry, Senator Collins.
Just so you know, like, if we do, like, vote in favor of this, this isn't, like, for sure going to make it happen. This is just the students, like, it's a resolution. So it's saying that we support it. So we're not, it's not going to for sure happen if we do.
Yeah, we don't get to approve this. It's just saying we as students approve of this going through, and we think it's a great idea. So any questions, any points of discussion? Senator McKinney.
So if we're approving this and we're saying the students want this, do we have any information about what the, like, our constituents have said about this or what their opinion is on the matter?
Senator Collins, I think that goes also back to, like, trustee and delegate, and that can be said the same for, like, the graduation fee and a lot of other pieces of legislation we have on the table. So I think that goes back to, you know, trustee, do you have enough information to vote on this on behalf of the students, or delegate in the sense that you want to go and outreach to all of them? But Senator Collins, do you have a different answer?
I think, like, as of what, like, I specifically haven't, like, gone and spoken, like, students, like, what do you think, like, but I know as what Provost Carmen said, like, there were, like, a number of colleges that did increase if it were to be applied, like, to last year's numbers. So there was an increase, so I'm assuming students would like to see that increase as well, so.
Senator Hudson.
I was wondering, because he brought up that they would be removing other requirements, too. And that wasn't in this legislation. Should that be in here, or are they just going to do that on their own?
They would more than likely do that on their own. Again, this is just showing support of the piece of what's going through right now. So our requirements here don't necessarily matter in the sense that this is in the voice of the students. This is what we approve of. Senator Hudson.
Are we able to propose changes?
You can amend it. So if you want to write up the amendment, and you can say, like, I move to amend Senate Resolution 86 to say this on line item blank. We're going to actually go down the line, Senator File, but I'll put you down, Senator Mata.
I already dropped my question.
Thank you. Senator Burton.
So I have two questions. The first one is, when I see line item number one, the one that I just went ahead and amended, the proposed criteria, that's their proposal, correct, just so I understand? Through the speaker to
Senator Collins.
Yeah, so this was probably sent like a month ago, and so I was unaware of the proposed criteria changing, but yeah, this is the proposed, like, what they think would go through.
And then one more thing, question just in general for a discussion point. I feel like it would be more appropriate to wait until Provost Carmen sends us the document that he has to see what the percentages are across all colleges, because he did mention that some were higher than 10%, some were much lower. And I think that to get a general idea of, like, what it would be with these new numbers, to kind of see what those percentages would be and see if it's fair, because it is supposed to be an honors thing for the top 10% for cum laude, or 1% obviously for summa cum laude. So I think that postponing this would probably be a little bit more fair, and it would also allow for more time to amend the bill and make sure that we have things that encompass some of the changes that they were talking about the whole earned in courses grade or some of the other changes about that Provost Governor previously mentioned when he gave his presentation.
Thank you. Senator Collins, did you have a response to that?
No, I retract my comment.
Thank you. Senator Hughes.
Well, can we table it? Would we vote on it?
Yes. Or? Just as a point of clarification, Senator Collins, do we have enough time to table this?
Yeah. So they are in no rush. He said take as long as, like, he wants a thorough evaluation. So take as long as we need.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to double check, because I know graduation fee is very different. So thank you for that. So Senator Burton.
So therefore, I move to table Senate Resolution 86, a resolution in support of changing the requirements for graduating with Latin honors to next meeting, which is October 10th.
Senator File. Oh, sorry, I'm seeking a second. Senator File?
Second.
There's a second. And then we'll now move into a discussion. Is there any discussion on tabling? Senator Mata?
There's just some things that I would like clarification on this, as well as there, if I'm correct, there's no academics meeting. So there isn't time for that committee to fully look into this because it is there.
Senator Collins?
Are we like talking and tabling as in we're waiting for provost comments to send us those things and then individually each senator was going to go look over it, or would you guys like it to be brought back to the committee?
Senator File.
I think I'd like it to be brought back to the committee so we can also address the other thing that Senator Hudson brought up about changing the other requirements as well.
Senator Burton.
So then again, so there is a specific motion that we can forward this to the committee, so you just let this
motion die,
and then we'll go into that.
Okay. So any further discussion? Senator Alvarez.
Sorry, I just want to provide some concern regarding this piece of legislation and how the quick turnaround rate for Latin honors would be in May. I'm not sure. There's several seniors that I know are probably expecting a specific Latin honors in the May, and like having that quick turnaround, I'm sure there's going to be some backlash, so I just want to keep that in mind, that it is so fast. Like, I'm sure, like, I would prefer them to wait a year before implementing this, so I just want the Senate to keep that in mind and be aware of that.
Thank you. Any further discussion points on what we're currently on and tabling it? No. Outside of that, Senator Wilde.
Well, this is just kind of like another reason for tabling, just because since the requirements were already like dispersed between each college, I think that's kind of like a good thing, just because each college does have kind of like different criteria and different levels of difficulty in regards to the classes that they have to take. So I almost feel like it would be more favorable to support like having a, like what we talked about when Provost Carmen was here about having the set requirement for each college. I think that would be way more functional than like one set requirement for every college. So I think that's just another point to keep in mind.
Point of order,
senators. Please remember that we are in the discussion of postponing this. So just if you whether want to postpone it or not, or just let the motion die, we can go back into general discussion.
Thank you for that. So again, if you have any further comments on what this should be going to in regards to committee, please feel free to reach out to Senator Collins. Senator McKinney.
So just a point of clarification, we want to let this die for tabling it and then re-vote to send it back to committee.
Yes. So now we'll be moving into a vote. All those in favor? All those opposed?
Nay.
Any abstentions? All right. Tabling dies. And with that, Senator Burton, would you like to refer it to committee?
So I move to refer this piece of legislation back to the Committee on Academics.
Is there a second? Senator Clemens.
I second.
Second. We'll now go into a discussion. Any discussion on sending this back to the Committee on Academics? Senator Hudson.
I just have something to say. I think that a lot of you are thinking of more concerns, too. You guys should come to the Committee on Academics, or at least tell someone who's on the committee to express your concerns so that we hear it.
Thank you. And if you have any further questions for Provost Carmen, please email those questions to Senator Collins and I. We had to like kind of listen through minutes and come up with questions on our own because no one sent us any. So if you have any further questions for him, please email those to us. Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of referring this back into committee, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? This is going to go back to the Committee on Academics. We'll now move into the next piece of legislation, Senate Bill 86, an act to make a 3% reduction to the ASUN budget for fiscal year 2019. I'm seeking a motion to approve Senate Bill 86, an act to make a 3% reduction to the ASUN budget for fiscal year 2019. Senator Burton.
I move to approve Senate Bill 86, an act to make a 3% reduction to the ASUN budget for fiscal year 2019.
Thank you. Is there a second? Senator Wilde.
Second.
Thank you. And please let the record show that Senator Clemens and Senator File left the room at 6:30 p.m. And sorry, Senator Wilcox also left at 6:29 p.m. And with that, we'll start with a presentation from Senator Grant.
Yeah. So this 3% reduction you guys are saying is basically due to lower enrollment than expected. So when we originally crafted the budget, it was based off of the projected enrollment. And now that enrollment numbers are actually coming in, they are significantly lower than we expected, which is why you see several. If you notice, the highlighted numbers are the numbers that we had to change, that Hannah requested that we reduce the budget. I don't know if you guys had a chance to look over some of the numbers, but that's pretty much the gist of the bill here.
Any questions for Senator Grant? Senator Green.
I noticed that some of the changes are in like, professional salaries, classified salaries, student wages. Mm-hmm. Do you know like what wages are going to be cut? Or?
So, if mistake me if I'm wrong, Director Rodriguez, but I believe we're not going to hire a... So when you see the... Are you talking about the Student Center for Student Engagement?
Yeah.
So I believe we're not going to rehire a assistant accounting...
No. So we're not actually cutting student wages. That shouldn't have been highlighted in there. That was a cut that occurred when the budget was originally passed. Right now we don't have an assistant director for accounting. In order to help make up the 3%, I agreed not to hire that person all the way through February. But in the meanwhile, then I have to up the salary for the accounting tech who's in there doing this alone, which is why you'll see a plus, if I'm not mistaken, right? Under the classified staff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we still haven't hired the coordinator for publications. And that, we're in the middle of going through applications right now. So maybe by the end of October. But all that salary savings is what's being used so that Hannah doesn't have to cut deeper into the budget.
Thank you. Senator Alvarez.
Through the speaker to Director Rodriguez, just for clarification, can you explain the differences between professional salaries and classified salaries?
Sure. Administrative faculty, myself, Jeff, Amy, Monique, James, Gabby, and what would be the accounting tech and the coordinator, we don't do 40-hour work weeks. Professional staff is you work until you get the job done. Classified staff is only allowed to work 40 hours per week. They're state employees. They're actually employees of the governor.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the difference between the positions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions? Senator Aziz.
On the reduction, there's almost $8,000 reduction on the operating line for campus escort. I don't remember if we spoke about that during the Committee on Budget and Finance, and I was wondering in terms of operating for campus escort, if they're reducing hours, hiring less employees, or how they go about reducing that.
Senator Grant.
Sorry.
Yeah, Director Rodriguez. If you want to look at this right here. And you said campus escort, correct, Senator Aziz? Senator Sewell, did you have a similar question to that? Thank you. Senator Aziz. Thank you. Any further questions on the 3% reduction? And also, if any of you were curious as to why this is happening, President Jackson also listed in her memo at the very beginning as to why. So student enrollment and fees and increase. Senator Grant.
Yeah, and if you check in the box, she has reasonings for each line item on why we reduce them, if you were curious.
Any questions for Senator Grant? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of approving Senate Bill 86, an act to make a 3% reduction to the ACMN budget for fiscal year 2019, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions?
Aye.
Thank you. Would you like to state why for the record?
As the restroom.
Thank you. Senator Clemens?
Aye.
Would you like to? Senator Wilcox?
Aye. As the restroom.
For the discussion, thank you. Any further abstentions? Seeing none, bill passes, and please let the record show that Senator File and Wilcox entered the room at 6:33 p.m. and Senator Clemens re-entered at 6:32 p.m. We'll now move into Senate Resolution 86, a resolution in support of increasing the graduation fee. I'm seeking a motion. Senator Alvarez.
I move to approve Senate Resolution 86, a resolution in support of increasing the graduation fee.
Is there a second? Senator Hudson.
Second.
Thank you. Seeing... We'll start with a presentation from Senator Mata.
Rose has the floor to present. I just have a couple of amendments to make. So I move to amend Senate Resolution 86, a resolution supports increasing the graduation fee, line
Services Shannon Ellis and Associate Vice President of Enrollment Services Melissa Schroes.
Is there a second to the amendment? Senator Aziz.
I second.
Thank you. Is there any discussion on the amendment? Seeing no discussion, we'll move in. Sorry. Senator Burton, did you have a discussion point?
Yeah. Resolution approves. Okay. My concern is that is it truly necessary to have this resolution on the desk of so many people? Because I feel like that we would lose a little bit of accountability at that point if it is being spread across.
I think it's just mainly being sent to the individuals that it concerns towards graduation.
Never mind. Sorry.
Okay.
I read it wrong.
Senator Mata.
Yeah, it's only going to be sent to four people, and it's the people that have specifically asked to have the resolution.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, we'll move to vote on the amendment. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? Amendment passes. Back into discussion on the bill as a whole. Graduation fee increase. Senator Mata, if you'd like to present.
So we've been talking about this for a while, and it's basically the fee is currently $75, and it'll increase $20 to $95. It's a one-time fee that you have to pay when you apply for graduation, and it's going to a multitude of things, mainly paying for the people that check to make sure that people can graduate, printing out pamphlets, and then also reserving Lawler. So if this were, if we were not to approve this resolution and the Faculty Senate did not approve of it either, basically all graduations would not be in the quad anymore. They would be in Lawler. That's the biggest thing that they have decided, like the biggest change that they have decided. The fee is increasing because there are a lot more people. There's a lot more graduations that have been created in the past few years. And we don't want to be picky about any of the things that we are spending on, which is bomb squad, ADA accessibility, and security, things like that. Like, those aren't things that we should keep down on. So, yeah. And then also in terms of student outreach, because of how fast we have to pass this, because it's going to be voted on in mid-October, we weren't allowed to do as much outreach as we would like to as a committee. But people did talk to their classes, which is the most that I could kind of ask for on such a short notice. And most people did not like it until we told them that we would have to graduate in Lawler, and then most people supported it. Because it was just the tradition of the quad, and even people that did not support the increase, didn't want to graduate in the quad. Some people wanted us to get rid of the fee altogether, which you can't do because it's already been established. And some people basically said, I don't care what happens, I just don't want it to increase. But it was a small proportion of the people we did ask, which was still a small portion compared to the rest of the student body, which I would just like to put into record. I also have an email from the leader of the Graduate Student Association, which I would like to read into record if it would load.
I can also read it into record, Senator Mata, because
yeah,
I have it up as well. So this is from Sandesh, and he's the president of GSA. So is it the last one that says, Dear All?
Yes.
Okay. Dear All, the unexpected time constraint to provide our stand on the graduation fee increase of $20 has limited the GSA leadership to reach out to our constituents on a large scale and from discussing this with our council in detail. However, as per the sentiments expressed by the council in the earlier discussion, feedback, some of minor group of our constituents, and through a discussion among the GSA exec team and GSA student fee review committee representatives, as the president of Graduate Student Association, I would like to extend our support and approve the graduation fee increase from $75 to $95. We trust in our administration to put this fee into the best use to provide a wonderful experience to our graduating student community of the University of Nevada, Reno. Best, Sandesh Kanan, president of the Graduate Student Association.
Yeah, so that's basically saying that GSA is also in support of the increase. And they also kind of had a problem with student outreach, but they have decided to be in support of it. So yeah, it's kind of my recommendation.
Any questions? Any points of discussion that you would like on record for your constituents? Senator Wilday.
After speaking with a few classes in liberal arts, very similar to similar Mata's experience, most people were in support of the graduation fee once I told them that they would be able to graduate in the quad if we did this graduation fee. a lot of people were also interested in the ADA accessibility and a lot of the, you know, the good things that go towards graduation and whatnot. So for the most part, I got positive feedback for the increase.
Senator Alvarez and Senator Rogers.
As a student master, I've actually had to work with the Senator. We've actually had to work graduation through student masters, and if any of you have seen graduation, it is quite an event with a lot of different security, and last year specifically had some security issues that we were very concerned about. So that being said, we cannot skim over that security issue anymore. And especially with ADA accessibility and even seeing just students graduate across the screen, there's a lot of unhappy parents, and the main thing that we'd like to focus on is ensuring that everyone is happy because it is a time of celebration.
Senator Mata.
And then also speaking of religious truancy, she did tell my committee this story about how in the past they ran out of money, so they weren't able to hire people to do a bomb sweep, and that year they happened to get a bomb threat. So they had to evacuate in the middle of the ceremony. So like these are the kind of things we're trying to avoid.
Thank you. Senator Rogers.
Since a very large majority of the College of Education do have disabilities and special accommodations, it is a huge concern. And I know that they don't have problems with raising it since a large majority are special needs and special abilities. And then most the rest of them are going towards education and educating people with special needs.
Thank you. Senator Grant.
Yeah, it sounds like everyone's pretty much has the same thoughts on this, but I just want to make note that we did vote to approve this in the Student Fee Committee as undergraduate representatives, and also thrown it out there that I believe last year they had a $50,000 deficit, and they were using like almost a, I don't know if it was a contingency type fund, but now there's just no money left in there, so if they do, if they were to go over budget, that's not an option. So.
Thank you. Senator Byrne, then Senator Clements.
I have a chart.
Thank you, Senator Clements.
And I'm pretty sure the increase in the fee just makes us break even instead of being in the hole.
Thank you. Any further discussion points? Seeing no further discussion, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of approving Senate Resolution 86, a resolution in support of increasing the graduation fee, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution passes. We'll now move into Senate Bill 86, an act to amend the SAS to eliminate all gender pronouns. I'm seeking a motion to approve Senate Bill 86, an act to amend the SAS to eliminate all gender pronouns. Senator Wilde.
I move to approve Senate Bill 86, an act to amend the SAS to eliminate all gender pronouns.
Is there a second, Senator Pfeil?
Second.
Thank you. And we'll now move into a presentation from Senator McKinney.
My committee and I went through the SAS and eliminated all gender pronouns. The SAS to make more inclusive environment for not only our senators but all our like students alike, so everyone can feel welcome and invited.
Thank you. Any questions for Senator McKinney? Any points of discussion you would like to leave for your constituents? Senator Amaya.
I think this is long overdue, and it's really great that we're doing that.
Thank you. Senator Mata.
I have personally educated myself on gender-inclusive language, personally, because I am gender neutral, and I have looked over the changes that have been made to the SAS, and they all fit basically all types of pronouns.
Thank you. And then with that, I would encourage you all to actually write a resolution, and I think we've talked about this before, to send out to the university in stating that they use all-inclusive language in regards to their mission statements, and actually encourage professors to also use inclusive language since they don't know what students are identifying as in order to be more welcoming with that. So, Senator McKinney.
That is actually a resolution I'm currently writing if someone wants to hop on board and write it with me.
So, Senator Pfeil and Senator Wilde, thank you. I'm in Senator Mata as well. Any further discussion points? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of approving Senate Bill 86, an act to amend the SAS to eliminate all gender pronouns, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? Bill passes. And with that, does anyone need to make any committee changes at this time? I don't think anyone should. So with that, instead of going to miscellaneous business, we'll move straight down to comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? Seeing no comments and announcements, we'll move into public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Senator Mata.
So National Coming Out Day is coming up. It's October 11th. So if you're looking back to the day, I'm just going to say the quick news and notes if somebody comes out to you. So bad things to say if somebody comes out to you about their sexuality or gender.
is obvious, so why would I care? Because this is actually a really big thing in somebody's life, and they are trusting you with essentially private information about them. So a good thing to say would just be, I support you, I don't love you any less, and thank you for trusting me.
Thank you, Senator Mata. Senator Alvarez.
Just because Toronto Burke is upstairs, I just want to say briefly, to Anita Hill, Christine Blasey Ford, the Jane Doe of the Stanford Sexual Assault, Toronto Burke, and all those who have said me too, and everyone on this campus who have said me too, and everyone who haven't yet, I believe you.
Thank you, Senator Alvarez. Any further public comment at this time? Director Rodriguez.
Sure. You know, this resolution on gender pronouns, to give you an idea of how long I've been here, I remember the Senate battle when the language was changed because it was always a male pronoun, and then it became he, she, kinda, you know, her, him. And so this is amazing that in my 20 years we finally arrived at gender, inclusive language. And that's just an example of how culture evolves, right? So you've been a part of that. That's pretty cool.
Thank you, Director Rodriguez. Any further public comment? Seeing none, I adjourn this meeting at 6:48 p.m.